Perek Vi Mishnah Chaf, Elisha ben Avuya Omer, Halomed Yelad Lamahu Dome, L'diok Suv Al Nir Chadosh. So Elisha ben Avuya, we know him more typically referred to as Acher, but apparently this Mishnah was written before he became Acher. So Elisha ben Avuya says, Halomed Yelad Lamahu Dome, what does it mean? What is the value of learning when you're a yelid, when you're young? That's like ink written on a fresh piece of paper. Says Rabbeinu Yonah, the Torah in Yaldus is lo tishkach milibo. It's ink. It makes an indelible mark. It stays with you. But halo meid zakein lemahudome. But if you learn when you're old, what's it like? L'diok suva al nir mochok. It's like writing on paper that some type of erasing paper, something that doesn't make an indelible mark. Rabbeinu Yonah here brings a mushal. Halimud bimei hanarus is kipituach al ha'evin. It's like carving something into stone. And lomei bimei hazikna is like writing on sand, which obviously is, we can imagine the imagery here. You carve into rock, so it stays. When you write in sand, so it's able to, it washes away. So the Mishnah here speaks about the value of learning when you're young. And I'm sure many of us can relate to it. If it's not for learnings, then unfortunately maybe it's for other things. But things that we learned when we were young, whether it was, you know, the starting lineup of the Yankees or some TV show or movie that we saw. So those things, those memories stick with us. And things that we learn when we're older, so it's harder for us to remember them. And that's why it's amazing, children. That's why it's so important, the chinuch of a child at a young age. We think, okay, so little, what does it make a difference? No, at that age, it makes a very, very big difference. Many of the things that a person learns at a young age sticks with them for a long time. Now, this could be a little depressing for someone who didn't learn so much when they were younger. So that's why Rabbeinu Yonah finishes and says, "Al yomar hazakin hein ani etz yavesh." But an old person shouldn't say, "Oh, I'm just an old, dried-up tree. What can I do?" What am I going to do? The Torah is not going to stay with me, so it's like a waste. Why should I learn? Why should I invest so much time? It's a waste. Says Rabbeinu Yonah an amazing thing. He says, yeah, but lemaisa, you're going to get schar because you sat and you worked hard and you did a mitzvah. What does it make a difference if you're going to remember? So what does that mean? It seems to go against the whole flow of this Mishnah. The whole idea of this Mishnah is that it's so important when you're young so you can remember. So I think what we have here is an early formulation of the famous idea that there are two elements to Talmud Torah. There is the Esek HaLimud, the involvement in learning, and then there's Yediyas HaTorah. There's the knowledge of Torah. We know that when we make a Birchas HaTorah, we don't make a bracha on Shekha Shalom Tzamet Tzivanu HaLimud HaTorah. We make a bracha on the Esek, Lasuk B'Divrei Torah. And here Rabbeinu Yonah says, you know what? The ideal is to remember all the learning that you do. But even if you don't remember, you have to realize that every moment that you're learning is a mitzvah. Every moment that you're learning is valuable. And we have to appreciate the moments that we learn, the minutes that we learn. As Rabbeinu Yonah ends here, such a beautiful line, Echad hamarbe ve'echad hamamit bizichrono. Some people remember a lot, some people remember less. Uvelvad shichavin libo l'shamayim. But if you're sincerely approaching Limud HaTorah, and you forget sometimes, you have to realize that no minute of Torah is ever lost, and every minute that you learn is banked forever for you. Mishnah continues, Rabbi Yossi bar Yehuda ish kfar ha-bavli omer, halomed min ha-ketanim lemahu dome, le'ochel anavim kehos v'shosi yayin migito. A person who learns from young people, right now we're not talking about when you learn, we're talking about who you learn from, like one who eats grapes, kehot, grapes that are not yet ripe, v'shosi yayin migito, and he drinks wine that hasn't yet fully fermented yet. So it's wine, and it's grape products, but it hasn't reached it. It hasn't fermented. It hasn't reached its shlemos yet. V'halomei min hazakenim, but someone who learns from a zaken, from an older person, l'mahu dome, l'ochel anavim b'shulos v'ushe yayin yoshan. It's like eating grapes that are already fully ripened. It's like drinking wine that's aged. Rabbeinu Yonah says, "Keep his yashin ala chachma." When a person gets old with chachma, I mean, he acquired a lot of chachma, but as he gets old with it and he internalizes it, b'chol yom v'yom mosif panim l'chol davar v'davar. He understands it more deeply. He sees more sides to it, and that's true with all types of chachma. The more you know something, the more you see an idea or a concept, the more it fleshes out in your head, and the more you have a shlita over it. So while Elisha ben Avuya is talking about the value of learning when you're young, Yossi bar Yehuda comes from the other direction and talks about how it's important to learn from a person who's old. Comes Rebbe Omer, it says here Rebbe, in Rabbeinu Yonah it says Rebbe Meir. In commentary he writes Rabbeinu HaKadosh. So Rabbeinu HaKadosh and Rebbe is generally Rebbe Yehuda Anossi. So, not sure, if it's Rebbe Meir, then it's a Talmud of Elisha ben Avuya, and a Rebbe of Rebbe Yehuda Anossi. And if it's Rebbe Yehuda Anossi, and if it's Rabbeinu HaKadosh, if it's Rebbe, then it's Rebbe Yehuda Anossi. So, it's one generation either above or below. Rebbe Omer al tistakel b'kan kan el b'mashiyesh bo. So Rebbe says, don't look at the kankan, famous line. Don't look at the vessel, rather what's inside it. Yesh kankan chadash malei yashan. You can have very old wine, aged wine, and it happens to be in a brand new bottle. V'yashan shafilu chadashim bo. And you can have a very old bottle, and inside it doesn't even have new wine. It has, you know, I don't know, vinegar. It doesn't even have wine. It could be empty. And Rebbe here seems to be responding to Rebbe Yossi bar Yehuda. And Rebbe says, listen, it's true that in general, older people, they develop the Torah, but that's not necessarily true. Sometimes, and that's why it's important not just to look at the age of a person, sometimes if a person who's very young, but the Torah that he has is aged, it's with full of wisdom. And sometimes, the opposite. Sometimes you have an old person, but his Torah is very immature. It's not developed. If you find someone young who has lots of wisdom, learn by him. It's funny. If it would have been Rabbi Meir, we know that in general in Shas, Rabbi Meir is Choshesh Lemiut. So it would be extra nice if it was Rabbi Meir, because Rabbi Meir is the one who general says, don't go based on Rov. You should be Choshesh for the Miut. But the way Rabbi Yonah learns it is that it's Rabbi Yehuda Anossi, it's Rabbeinu HaKadosh.